ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ולדנק בעזר השם פרשת בלק. We see right at the beginning of the parasha that פסוק סד ביר בלק בן ציפור את כל אשר עשה ישראל לאמורי after what עם ישראל did to סיחון and עוג, even though the פסוק here is mentioning האמורי, which is סיחון only, סיחון מלך האמורי ועוג מלך הבשן. Balak, he saw what Moshe Rabbeinu did also to Og Melech HaBashan, not only to Sihon, but still, we see many times the Torah calls them Asher Asa L'Sihon Wal'Og Melchei HaEmori Wal'Arsam Asher Yashmidu Otam. The Torah many times refers to Sihon and Og together as Melchei HaEmori. Therefore, here the Pasuk, when it says Asher Asa Yisrael LaEmori, it's referring to after you saw what happened to Sihon and Og. So they were terrified, all Balak. What is he going to do? Be'yagor Moab, penei ha'am me'od kirabu. What they going to do now? Am Israel, they're coming. Who knows what they're going to do to them? Therefore, he didn't find any better advice, but rather to call after Bil'am. Bil'am, we all know that Bil'am, Harasha, he was the Nabi for the Goyim. The Gemara says, ve'lo kam Nabi od be'Israel ke Moshe, be'Israel lo kam. אבל באמות העולם קם, ומנו בלעם. That's what the Gemara brings down, even though there's nothing to compare, obviously, between Moshe Rabbeinu. And how could you say, by Am Israel, no other Nabi came like Moshe Rabbeinu, but by אמות העולם, they have בלעם. הם מבדיל אלף הבדלות, הם מבדיל בין הטמא לטהור, ובין ישראל לעמים. What is he comparing between him, Moshe Rabbeinu and בלעם? בלעם, he was the biggest טמא. Many times, the אור החיים הקדוש, he calls him here in this week's parasha, he says, וישם אדוני דבר בפי בלעם. What does it mean? וישם אדוני דבר בפי בלעם. What is this דבר בפי בלעם? That's also the נשמיים also מגלגלים, תונאית אור החיים הקדוש also, the יום ההלולה. So that's what he says here. Or HaYim HaKadosh says, V'yasim Adonai Dabar B'fi Bil'am. What does it mean, Dabar B'fi Bil'am? The Gemara has a few pirushim, what does it mean? Or HaYim HaKadosh, he has his own pirush. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how is he going to speak through the mouth of Bil'am HaRasha? He was the biggest tamay. He said, he is a hazir, as he calls him hazir. That's what Or HaYim HaKadosh, he calls Bil'am. He said, this guy is a hazir. How Hashem is going to speak through his mouth? Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibyachol, he had to build something inside his mouth, inside Bil'am's mouth, so the words of Nebu'ah that's going to come out of Bil'am HaRasha should not touch Bil'am at all. Why? Because it's a Tamei, it's a Hazir, it's Tamei, it's not on that level. Therefore, V'yasim Hashem Dabar, he made something, so the words should not come through Bil'am's mouth, should come through that Dabar that Hashem made. That's also that Ibn Ezra also tells us here, V'yabu Elohim el Bil'am, ויאמר מי האנשים האלה עמך? יסי, הקדוש ברוך הוא was talking to him. אבן עזרא תלז אסיר, ויבוא אלוהים בלעם, why הקדוש ברוך הוא, he put his, כביכול, he made נביאים also from אומות העולם, said it's only לכבוד ישראל, only for the honor of Israel. Why? כי השם ידע דיבר בעל פעור, ואילו היה בלעם מקלל אותם, היו כל העולם אומרים כי בעבור כללת בלעם באה המגיפה. Kadosh Baruch Hu, since that Tzofayim Abit, Atzof Kol Dorot, Hashem knows what's going to be. He knew Kadosh Baruch Hu that eventually Am Israel is going to sin by Yishtim, the end of the parasha, Vayishib Israel b'Yishtim, v'yachil Am is not b'Yinot Moab. Therefore, if Hashem is going to let Bil'am curse Am Israel, that means maybe people are going to think, why did Am Israel went through a lot of trouble and 24,000 people died because of at the end of Baal Peor, why 24,000 people died? Because of the curse of Bil'am HaRasha. But really, it wasn't from his curse. Ella, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kibyachol, he had to switch his mind, and instead of cursing Am Israel, he should give them Beracha. Because if Hashem would have let him curse, what's his curse going to affect Am Israel? And, if the person, or Rahim Kadosh also brings down, he says, if the person doesn't deserve that curse, let him curse from now until tomorrow. The curse doesn't come. And if that person, he does deserve that curse, even if Bil'am is not going to curse him, it is going to come to him. So what is this? They have many pirushim. Maybe we'll get to it also later on by Ezrat Hashem. But that's here the idea. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he came only for the honor of Am Yisrael. Also, they have Ibn Ezra later on also tells us, "V'yiftach Adonai et piha aton." Interesting that "V'yiftach Hashem et piha aton." On here, on this pasuk, Ibn Ezra explains what kind of nebuah b'l'am harasha'a got. He didn't find different pasuk Ibn Ezra to explain the nebuah b'l'am harasha'a except by the pasuk "Yiftach Hashem piha aton." That's a perfect match. Now we can tell you what's the nebuah b'l'am harasha'a. So he says here, "V'en nachon b'einai ki haya yodei mazalot." B'l'am, he was yodei mazalot. Hozei b'kochabim he was. ובעת ראותו במזל של שום אדם שהגיע עת רעתו, היה מקלל אותו. So anytime, he knows the מזלות, he sees the מזלות that Mr. So-and-so is going to be cursed soon. That's what he sees in the מזלות, that his luck, what's going to be with him. So right away, בלעם, he runs to that person, didn't do anything to him. He starts cursing him right and left. He didn't do anything wrong. But he was cursing him. What people gonna think? ובבוא הרעה אל המקולל יחשבו הרואים ושומעים הנמצאים שם כי בעבור כללתו בא הרעה. That's what people gonna think. Because בלעם cursed him, that's why it happened to him. והעד שדבר במרמה עם שרי בלק. He has to trick them. He said, no, דה לא אנוכי אתונך. He was tricking the שרים of בלק. וזה טעם לא אוכל לעבור את פי השם אלוקי. And that's what he says. That's here where he told us here the Orachim HaKadosh, the Ibn Ezra. But whatever it is, this is the idea. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he twisted the curse of Bil'am HaRasha'a. Pasuk says, "V'yafuch Adonai Elohecha lecha et hakelala lebracha, ki ahevecha Adonai Elohecha." But here Balak, he didn't find any other advice how to get rid of Am Yisrael, that he shouldn't come and kill him. He decided to call after Balak, after Bil'am. So he called after Bil'am, and Bil'am came. In the beginning, he didn't want to come. He was Humid Mamon, Hakim. He tell us that Rashi brings down. Rashi told us in the beginning that really, when Balak, he sent messengers to Bil'am HaRasha, he didn't want to come with him. He didn't want to come with him. Why not? Because he was Humid Mamon. He wanted more money. Until the pasuk says, ויבוא אל בלעם ויוסף עוד בלק שלא וחסרים רבים ונכבדים אלה. The first messenger is, I didn't want to go with them. כי מעין השם לתתי להלוך עמכם. With you are such a low class people. Hashem doesn't want to send me with you. I'm someone who's חשוב, I'm a נבי. ויוסף עוד בלק שלא וחסרים רבים ונכבדים אלה. Send them better people. ויבוא אל בלעם ויאמרו לו, כה אמר בלק בן צפור, אנא תמנע מהלוך אליי. כי כבד אכבדך מאוד, וכל אשר תאמר אלי יעשה. Whatever you want, I'll give you. Then what he answered them, ויען בלעם ויאמר לעבדי בלק, אם יתן לי בלק מלוא ביתו כסף וזהב, לא אוכל לעבור פי אדוני. That's what he told him. He said, even if he's going to give me מלוא ביתו כסף וזהב, I wouldn't change from what Hashem is telling me. Who told you בלק is going to give you מלוא ביתו כסף וזהב? What is this? So Rashi on the spot, he tells us here, מלוא ביתו כסף וזהב, למדנו שנפשו רחבה, ומחמד ממון אחרים. אמר, ראוי לו לתן לי כל כסף וזהב שלו, שהרי צריך לזכור חיילות רבות, ובכל זאת ספק מנצח, ספק אינו נוצח, אבל אני בוודאי נוצח. That's what בלעם, he was telling them, listen, he has to pay me top dollar. Why? Because if it wasn't because of me, I'm going to go and bless him. Where is he? How is he going to fight against Am Israel? He has to hire a lot of soldiers from so many different countries to come all of them together to fight against Am Israel. It's going to cost him a lot of money, and probably he's going to win, probably not. But with my beracha, for sure he's going to win. That's what Bil'am said. Therefore, I deserve a lot of money. That's what Rashi brings down. How did Rashi get it? Because the pasuk said, "Im yiten li balak melo beto chesef v'zahab, lo ochal la'abor pi Hashem Elokai." Who told you this is going to give him melo beto chesef v'zahab? Because he was mentioning it, therefore that means that he was looking for it. That's what Rashi also explains. And Siftei Hakim also brings down. He explains also, "Medelo amar bil'am im yachtoch balak et roshi, o mi'aseh li dabar acher." לא אוכל לעבור את פי השם אלוקיי, אלא אמר אם ניתן לי בלק מלוא בתוך כסף וזהב. למדנו שנפשו רחבה ומחמד במון אחרים. That's here what Rashi brings down over here. I saw the Mefarshim, they're bothered. We have the famous Mishnah in Perkei Avot. The Mishnah tells us over there, Perkei Avot, last Perek, Perek Vav, Mishnah Teet. The Mishnah tells us a story over here. Amar bi Yosef ben Kisma, Pa'am achat hayiti mehalech baderech. Once I was walking in the street, and I met someone on the way. V'natan li shalom, v'chazarti lo shalom. He asked me, Amar di meze, Rebbe, meze makomata? Amar tlo me'ir gedola shel hachamim v'sofrim ani. I came from a famous city, all talmidei hachamim. Amar li, Rebbe, resoncha shet dador amanu mkomenu v'ani tenecha elef alafim dinari zahav v'abanim tobot mergaliot? Would you come live with us? Amar tlo beni, אם אתה נותן לי כל כסף וזהב והבנים טובות ומרגליות שבעולם, אין נידר אלא מקום תורה. וואי, לפי שבשעת פטירתו של האדם אין מלווין לו, לא כסף ולא זהב ולא הבנים טובות ולא מרגליות, אלא תורה ומעשים טובים וכו'. That's what here the Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma tells us. And we have also the similar story that Tana de Eliyahu also brings down with Eliyahu Nabi himself. Once Bishnat Batsoret, he brings down Perek Yudhayet. Once he was walking in the street, Bishnat Batsoret, there was hunger in the world, there was no food. And he met someone in the street, very, very similar story. Yeah, and that person, he told him, Rabbi, Rasoncha shetadur uslenu, ani tenecha hatin umaot, tenecha, I'll give you bread, I'll give you what to eat. He told him, even if you want to give me elef alafim dinari zahab, I won't come live with you. Why? Because you need to live among people who are learning Torah. That's what it's saying. And Farshim, the brother, they said, what's Rashi telling us over here? Bil'am HaRasha, we say that Nafsho Rehaba was Muhammad Mamun. Why? Because he said, Im yatendi barak, melo betoch chesev ezahab. Rabbi Yosef ben Kusma also said the same thing. Even if you want to give me elef alafim dinari zahab, I won't come and live with you. Same thing, Hasve Shalom. Is Rabbi Yosef ben Kusma, Hasve Shalom, was he in Muhammad Mamun Ahirim? What's going on over here? So I saw for this, I saw here the Midrash Talpiyot brings down over here. He quotes the Tosafot. I didn't see it from inside the Tosafot, but that's what he brings down over here. He says, התוספות הקשו, וכי נפשו שרבי יוסי בן קסמה הייתה רחבה, דקאמר, אם אתה נותן לי כל כסף וזהב שבעולם, אין נדר אלא מקום תורה. חברה, same thing, if you're telling about בלעם, what are you going to say over there? ותרצו, he said, there's nothing to compare between the two cases. Why? דלא דמי, it's not the same. כי בלעם אמר דבר שיכול להיות, שאמר מלוא ביתו כסף וזהב. It could be. He could fill up all your house, money and jewelry and gold. So he could give it to me. That's something that could happen. But what did, if you pay attention to the words of Rabbi Yosef ben Kusma, what he said, "Afilu im ata noten li kol kesef v'zahav margaliot v'avanim tovot margaliot sheba'olam, I won't come live with you." He said, "How is it ever? Who does own all the money in the world? That's for sure. It's impossible." אבל רבי יוסף בן קסמה שאמר כל כסף וזהב שבעולם, וזה דבר שאי אפשר, כי מי יכול למצוא כל זה, מי יכול למצוא כל זה, אלא כדי לפרוש ממנו אמר לו כך. That's what he said, they don't compare between the cases, it's totally different case. Why? Because he said כל כסף וזהב שבעולם. It's not the same. There's nothing to compare. That's what it is. So, Bikitsur here, Bal'am HaRasha, you see that he called him Balak. He called after him to come to curse Am Israel. As I said, Kadosh Baruch Hu switched the klala of Bal'am to make it as a beracha. Ve'afoch Adonai Elohecha lecha ta klala lebracha ki avicha Hashem Elokecha. However, we see that the first time he tried Bal'am to curse Am Israel, instead of giving them curse, he gave them beracha. Da'at Zkenim brings down. He says he wanted to tell them kalem. You have the Gemara, Masechet Brachot. The Gemara over there, the Brachot Dav Zayin. The Gemara says that the Bal'am HaRasha, what does he do? Why people they run after him? What does he do? So the Gemara said, Yodea Da'at Adyon. What's Yodea Da'at Adyon? The Gemara said, Hashta Da'at Behemto Lo Hava Yada. Da'at Adyon Yodea. On the behemoth, she pushed him to the wall. He didn't know what's going on. Until the Aton started to speak. Biftah Hashem Pia Aton. And also interesting, the Aton was talking, was answering her. Behemat, Behemat, they were talking the same language. So whatever it is. So they was answering her. So anyways, so that's the idea here, Hakim tell us. That's what happened here with the Bal'am Rasha. And that Behem told her by Ada. That had Yon Yodaya. And the Gemara said, Bal'am, he knows the split of second that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And the Gemara said, over there in Brachot Dav Zayin, Ein kol b'riya yichola la'amud al zeh. This is split of second. The Gemara said, how long is that split of second? The Gemara said, a trega. 1 second. How much is that second? The Gemara said, there are a few gersaot. They bring down that if you take the hour 60 minutes, and take the hour divided by 8,888 parts, one part is called rega. It's one out of 8,888 parts of an hour. How much is that? You do the calculation, it comes approximately 1/3 of a second. 1/3 of a second, approximately, that's what it comes out to. The Gemara said, okay, Tosafot said, what already could he say in that split of second? What was he going to say? Mahshimam, it takes longer than this. What was he going to say? How was he going to curse them? Tosafot, they bring a few answers. Said the one answer would say, Vesh Lomar, Kalim. Destroy them. Destroy them in English takes a longer time, but in Hebrew, Kalim, that's it. But it's shorter. So he said he could say it fast and it could have effect. Therefore, that's Kanim here on the Pasuk. He said, Wutruat Melech Bo. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he flipped. He wanted to say Kalim. Hashem made him say, instead of Kalim, say Wutruat Melech, same letters, Melech Kalim. He switched it, he made it Melech. Wutruat Melech Bo. That's the first time Hashem, he flipped the klala, he made it beracha. Okay? Balak didn't give up, obviously. What he told him, okay, he argued with him, said, why did you bless them? He told them, listen, I told you in the first time that that's what am I going to do? ויאמר בלק בלעם, מה עשית? לקוב או יבא לקחתיך, ואני ברכת ברך. He told them, listen, I told you, Asher Yassim Hashem Befi, Oto Shmuel Ledaber. That's what am I going to say? I can't change anything. So that's what he told them the first time. But Balak, he didn't give up. ויאמר אליו בלק, לכנה עתין מקום אחר אשר תראינו משם. Let me take you to a different place, maybe over there, he'll curse them. And again, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he flipped his כללה, he made it ברכה. After he made it ברכה, he got angry at him again. ויאמר בלק אל בלעם, גם קוב לתקובנו, גם ברך אותו ברכנו. If you don't want to curse them, at least don't give them ברכות. Stop. But he didn't give up. ויאמר בלק אל בלעם, לכנה יקחך אל מקום אחר, אולי יישאר בעיני האלוהים וכבות לי משם. I think it's somewhere else. He took him third time, and Hashem again flipped the klala, he made it ברכה. Then he gave up. ויהי חרף בלק אל בלעם, ויספוק את כפיו, ויאמר בלק אל בלעם, לקוב או יבא קראתיך. והנה ברכת ברך זה 3 פעמים. אתה ברך לך על מקומך, גם כשאר here, and go back to your town. I don't need you anymore. מפרשים, they ask, said, what happened over here all of a sudden? בלעם, בלק, he gave up on בלעם. Why? Why did he give up on him? You see the first time and the second time, he didn't give up. Why the third time he gave up on him? Maybe you're going to tell me, he said, בחזקה, בשלושה הווה חזקה. So that Balak now he knows all these rules. Betray Havi Hazaka, Shlosha Havi Hazaka. So what is this? So it's hard to understand that the goy is going to say 3 times. Khalas, 3 times. If he didn't curse him 3 times, that's it. And we have to understand what's going on. The simple understanding we have here, Baal Turim. Baal Turim tells us how did he end up the third beracha that he gave to Am Israel, Bal'am Rasha. What he told them, קרע שחב כארי וכלבי מי יקימנו, מברכיך ברוך ועורריך ארור. He said, he was blessing Am Israel, anyone who's going to curse Am Israel, he will be cursed. When Balak, he heard this, that any person, he just heard it from Balaam's mouth, any person who's going to curse Am Israel, he would be cursed. He said, for sure now, nothing good's going to come out of him. Why? Because is he going to curse himself? He just said, if he's going to curse Am Israel, he would be cursed. For sure, he's not going to curse himself. Therefore, he gave up on him. That's what Baal HaTorim said. ועוררך ארור, על כן לא אמר לו בלק לקללם יותר, אלא אמר לו ברח לך מקומך, גום קש. That's what he told him. That's a simple understanding. That's what Baal HaTorim is telling us. But we could explain a little bit different, Be'ezrat Hashem. we see here Rashi tells us, actually he quotes the Gemara, he quotes the Midrash, after the three times that he tried to curse Am Yisrael and he didn't succeed, at the end, the Pasuk said, "V'ata hineni holech le'ami, licha ya'atzicha, asher ya'aseh ha'am zeh le'amicha be'acharit ha'yamim." They give him an idea how to send with Benot Moab. But what the Pasuk here says, "V'ata hineni holech le'ami." Now I'm going back to my people. What do you mean going back to your people? Yeah, of course, he told him, "V'ata barach lecha al-mikomecha, kish, go back to your town." So of course he's going to go back. Why he has to repeat again? Rashi brings down, "V'ata hineni holech le'ami, holech le'ami," Rashi says, "V'ata hareni kishar ami, shinstallak kadosh baruch hu me'alav." Said there's no more Shekhinah, there's not any more with Balak, with Bil'am. Bil'am, he was a Nabi, but after he tried three times to curse Am Israel and he didn't succeed, Beracha came out of his mouth. Because of this, he lost. That's it. He's not Nabi anymore. That's here what Rashi brings down. And also, Baal HaTorim also tells us what Baal HaTorim says. Hineni olech le'ami lecha ya'atzicha asher ya'aseh ha'am zeh le'amicha be'acharit ha'yamim. What he said after that, v'yisa mishalo v'yomar, ne'um bil'am b'no b'or, v'ne'um ha'geber shetum ha'ayin. Ne'um bil'am b'no b'or. How do you spell b'or? With a vav or without a vav? We had a discussion not long ago. Here, Baal HaTorim tells us here, ne'um bil'am b'no b'or, b'or, ketib hasir vav, kin ba'ar mid'at, shemi'az lo d'bra am Moshe chinah. Said from that time, Shekhinah left Bil'am Arasha, and now he became Ba'ar. Be'or, it's written without a Vav. Here there's no mahlokat about it. Here everyone agrees it's written without Vav. It's Ne'um Bil'am Beno Ba'ar. Ba'ar says Be'or, but it's missing the Vav. Why? Because Ish Ba'ar lo yada. So he became Adam. He's not Nabi anymore. That's here what Baal HaTorim point out. Because he wanted to curse Am Israel, therefore, Shekhinah left him. And that's basically what the Gemara tells us also. The Midrash also, same idea. The Midrash Rabbah tells us here, "V'yisam mishalo v'yomar, min aram yanheni balak melech Moab mehar rekedem, lecha ara li Yaakov, lecha zo ama Israel." What does mean, min aram yanheni balak? The Midrash Rabbah says here, Parasha Chaf, Siman Yotet, פתח ואמר מן הרמים הייתי והורידני בלק לבאר שחת. What is this? He told him, I was from the חשוב, high class people, but from the time בלק called after me to come to curse עם ישראל, what happened to him? מן הרם, מן הרמים הייתי, ואתה הורידני לבאר שחת. בלק, he put בלעם down, is not Nabi anymore. Because of Balak, Balaam is not Nabi anymore. And that's basically what the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says over there clearly, it says in Sanhedrin, Kuvav Amud Alef. The Gemara says here, it brings the Pasuk that you see later on in the Parasha, not in this Parasha, later on in the Parashat Matot, when they went to war, the Pasuk says, "V'et Balaam ben Beor harigu biharib." They killed Balaam ben Beor later on. But you have the pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua. The pasuk said, "V'et Bil'am ben Be'or hakosim harigu biharim." Bil'am ben Be'or hakosim. What's kosim? Magician. The Gemara says kosim. Nabiu. Just told me before. We look on Nabi out by Israel. Ki Moshe by Israel look on. Be Mota Olam kam umenu Bil'am. Bil'am is Nabi. How come all of a sudden now you calling him kosim? He's a Nabi. He's not kosim. The Gemara says, "Kosim, Nabiu." Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Betehla Nabi, aber lebesof ne'asa kosim." In the beginning, he was Nabi, but at the end, because he tried to curse Am Israel, he became kosim. He's not Nabi anymore. Rashi brings down what does this mean? Lebesof kosim, lebesof at the end of what? Well, I didn't say anything in the Gemara. Let's read Rashi. Lebesof kosim. Rashi brings down, "Ulbasov shenatan einav lekalel et Israel nitala menu nebu'a v'ne'asa kosim." When shenatan einav lekalel et Israel, what does it mean? From the time he was thinking to curse Am Israel, natan einav lekalel, what does natan einav lekalel Israel? He wanted. It doesn't say, "Ulbasov kishiratza lekalel et Israel shenatan einav lekalel et Israel," when he wanted to curse Am Israel. What happened? Nutala menu nebuah v'ne'asa kosem. That's what Rashi brings down. And obviously the Mfarshim, they ask, said here, Ben Ish Chai also asked, said, Chaura, what's going on? So you see that from the time that he wanted to curse Am Yisrael, he didn't lose the nebuah. He told three different times. He was saying nebuot one after the other. So what's going on over here? So he says here, the Ben Yehoyada, פירש ראשי זל, אחר שנתן עיניו לקלל את ישראל, וקשה לפירושו, והלו כל דברי הנבואה שנכתבה בתורה על שמו, היו אחר שנתן עיניו לקלל את ישראל. So what's Rashi saying? From the time that he wanted to curse Am Israel, he's not Nabi anymore. All the nebuot that we have, that he said it, was after he wanted to curse Am Israel. See, at the beginning, he wanted to go, Kadosh Baruch Hu, no, don't go. Until Hashem, you know, he told him, "Kol lecha ba anashim, kum lecha tam." Said, "You want to go, but derech she'adam rosel lelechet, molchim oto." You want to go, go. But you see, from the beginning, he wanted to curse them. So how come he didn't lose the nebuah according to Rashi? Al kein, yesh lefarish, no, not like Rashi. Yesh lefarish, achar shenatan etza lebalak leachtit Israel. Veshub ra'iti, amfarshim acharim shekatbu ken. That's what he said. He said, not unlike Rashi. Rashi said from the time that he wanted to curse Am Israel, he lost the Nebuah. I said, no, all the Nebuah was after he wanted to curse Am Israel. Ela, from the time that he gave the advice to be Machshil Am Israel with Benot Moab, that's the time that he lost the Nebuah. On this, the Gemara said, Min haramim hayiti beoridani ba'alak le'er shahat. That's what the Midrash Rabbah said. From that time and on. But before this, he didn't, you know, he didn't lose the Nebuah. Adrabah, all the Nebuot was written after he wanted to curse Am Israel. However, we could explain a little bit different, Be'ezrat Hashem. We all know that, we just said that in the beginning, he wanted to curse Am Israel, Bil'am HaRasha'a. He wanted to curse them, and Hashem told him, no, he cannot curse them. Now, we have everyone knows we have the Gemara. The Gemara, Masechet Kedushin, tells us, we all know if someone had a bad machshava, had bad thought. Is machshava ra'a mistarefet lema'aseh or no? So the Gemara says clearly in Kedushin, Daf Mem Amud Alef. Mayu l'chosh b'shemu, amar rabaseh, afilu hashe ba'adam la'asot mitzvah, v'ne'inas v'lo asa'ah, ma'aleh alav katub kilo asa'ah. When a person, he wanted to do mitzvah, but he wasn't able to do it. It was the anus. He wasn't able to do the mitzvah after. Pasuk, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, ma'aleh alav katub as if he did it. He rewards, he gets reward. However, the Gemara continues, machshava ra'a, ena Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzarefa lima'aseh. But if the person had bad thought, and he didn't do it at the end, there's no punishment for it. Shneimar, Avin Imraiti Belbi Lo Yishma Adonai. When a person Avin Imraiti Belbi, as long as the bad machshava is still in my heart, Lo Yishma Hashem. What does it mean Lo Yishma Hashem? Of course Hashem hears. What does it mean Lo Yishma? He doesn't punish that person for it. That's what the Gemara says here clearly. Comes along the Tosafot in the page before the Flametet Amud Bet. He quotes here the Gemara Yerushalmi Masechet Pi'a. The Gemara says over there, מחשבה רעה אין הקדוש ברוך הוא מצרפה למעשה, that's only applies to Am Israel. However, בעובדי כוכבים, איפכה. By the goyim, it's exactly the opposite. How? מחשבה רעה, הקדוש ברוך הוא מצרפה למעשה. If a goy had bad מחשבה to do עבירה, even though at the end he did not do the עבירה, something popped up, he wasn't able to do the עבירה, he will be punished because he had bad machshava to do that abira. How do you know this? That's what the Gemara Yerushalmi said this. What's the source? Nechtib. Gemara brings a pasuk. Pasuk in Sefer Obadiah says, "Mechamas achicha Yaakov techasecha busha v'nechratta le'olam." The pasuk is talking about Esav HaRasha. Hashem was telling Esav HaRasha, "Mechamas achicha Yaakov, from the Hamas that you did to your brother Yaakov, תחסהו בושה ונחרט לעולם. Hashem, it's going to be cut off. It's going to be punished, עשיו הרשע. The Gemara said, oh yeah, מחמאס אחיך יעקב, from the Hamas that עשיו did to Yaakov, what did you do to him? He didn't do anything bad. He wanted to kill him. What happened at the end? He kissed him. He didn't do anything. Nothing bad he did to him. ולא מצינו שעשה עשיו ליעקב שום רעה. אלא מחשבתו הרעה אשר חשב עליו הקדוש ברוך הוא מצרפה למעשה. That's what it says. מחשבה רעה בימות העולם מצרפת למעשה. We explained once before, we said, חאורה, it's not fair. Why for עם ישראל מחשבה רעה לא מצרפת למעשה. בימות העולם, yes, מצרפת למעשה. It's not fair. What איפה ואיפה over here? If מחשבה רעה, is it something bad? מחשבה רעה or not bad? If it's something bad, why for עם ישראל לא מחשיב את זה, לא מצטרפת למעשה? If it is bad, כן? How come for עם ישראל אינה מצטרפת למעשה? If it wasn't bad, how come for אומות העולם מצטרפת למעשה? חברה, it's not fair. אלה נפשים, they explained, said really, once we spoke about it in length, we said really, also מחשבה רעה, it's also עבירה. When a person had bad mahshaba, it's abira, of course it's abira. Why? Because we all know Qurban Ola. What does Qurban Ola is mechaperan? Mechaper al herhur halib. A person has to bring Qurban Ola to be mechaper al herhur. So you see that herhur also, mahshaba, also there's punishment for it. Therefore, the person needs kapara. If there's no need for kapara, why bring Qurban Ola? Qurban Ola is mechaper al herhur halib. وإلا ربنا بحية once we also mention ربنا بحية also brings down المحشبة رعاء of course how dare you are that you have a thought to go to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu said you're not allowed to do it and you decided you sat down now and you're thinking said tomorrow I want to do this Abira I want to do that Abira. How dare that person is to decide to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Said for sure there's punishment for it. And that's why for a muta ulam, mahshaba ra'a, yes, mustarafat lima'asa, because mahshaba ra'a is something bad. But for Am Israel, Kadosh Baruch Hu does with them, lifnim mishurat al-deen, and he tells them, listen, as long as you did not do that abira, even though you had mahshaba, I will not punish you for it. Why? Because anyways, who knows the mahshabot of the person? Only Kadosh Baruch Hu. So anyways, there is no kitrug from the malachim. The malachim do not know if that person had bad mahshaba or not. Malachim don't know if there is a bad mahshaba. Therefore, there is no ketruk from the Malachim point of view. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Ab Me'id Al Beno. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish them. But really, it's something bad. Therefore, by Muta Olam, mahshaba ra'a, yes, mustarafit lima'asi. That's the halakha. But for Am Israel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Osei lanu lifnim mishurat ladin. Okay? Why? Because, Hei achani lo issa panim l'Israel. I told them, Ve'achalta v'sabata v'berachta, v'mehmiru al asmam ad kezayf, ad kabitza. Therefore, since that they are going lifnim mishurat ad-din, they are mahmir on themselves. Therefore, I also want to make lifnim mishurat ad-din also for them. That's what it says. So that's here what Tosafot tells us here. Mahshaba ra'a bayu mut ha'olam, yes, mustarifet lema'ase. Umahshaba toba shil abdei kuchabim, ena kadosh baruch hu misarifa lema'ase. The opposite now, exactly the opposite from Am Israel. Mahshaba toba lo mustarifet lema'ase. Kilichti b'Daniel, כן, עד מעלה שמשה אהבה משתדל שזבותה, פירוש שהיה דרייבש עושה כל כוחו להציל את דניאל מגוב העריות. על מה? אף אגב שיצילו עד הערב, כאמר קירש לא צילו, אלא מבקש להצילו. מדכתיב לשזבותה ולא כתיב לשזבה. He wanted to save him, even though at the end he was saved, but he didn't it's not מסרבת למעשה. That's here what the Tosafot tell us. So now, based on this Tosafot, now Bil'am HaRasha, we say that he wanted to curse Am Israel. He wanted to curse Am Israel. If that's the case, we said, بَيَمُوتَ عَوْلَى مَحْشَبَ رَعَى مُصَّرِفَتْ لَمَعَسَى. So because he wanted to curse Am Israel, مَعَلَى عَلَى بَكَتُوب, as if he did curse Am Israel, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu at the end, he switched his kelalot, he made it berachot. At the end, he did not curse Am Israel. But since that he had bad mahshaba, he will be punished for that bad mahshaba as if he cursed Am Israel. And he himself said, or erecha arur. Therefore, Balak, he saw that Bil'am, he said, or erecha arur umbarechicha baruch. He saw that anyone who's going to curse Am Israel, he will be cursed. And now, Bil'am Arasha, he had bad mahshaba to curse Am Israel. So, and mahshaba yamut ha'ola, mahshaba ra'am sarafet lema'aseh. So now, Bil'am automatically became now cursed. Bil'am became Arur, אין ארור מדבק בברוך. Therefore, he told them that there's nothing, nothing good's gonna come out of you anymore. Why? Because he's not Nabi anymore, because he wanted to curse Am Israel. מעלה עליו כתוב, כאילו כלל אותם. And therefore, he got, automatically he got that curse. Now he's not Nabi anymore. Now he became only Kosim. ואת בלעם בן בעור הקוסם, הרגו בחרב. That's why here Balak, after when he heard from him, he's saying, עורריך ארור, therefore he gave up on him, and he told him, ברח לך למקומך. We don't need you anymore. Why? Because now you're not Nabi anymore. You're a regular simple person. We don't need you. Just, I saw in the Mefarshim, they point out, that here, this pasuk that we just mentioned, when he told him, when he told Am Israel, "Orerech Mbarechecha Baruch beOrerecha Arur," we have the Kli Yakar. He tells us in Parashat Toldot over there the pasuk when Yitzhak given the brachot to Yaakov, what he told him, "Ya'avducha Amim, ishtahavu lecha leumim, heve gebir leachecha, ishtahavu lecha bnei emecha, Orerecha Arur Mbarechecha Baruch." עוררך ארור ומברכך ברוך. Here by us, by בלעם, says, מברכך ברוך ועוררך ארור. Why flip the order? How it should be the same. Why flip the order? So he says here, כלי עקר, he tells us in פרשת תולדות, ובלעם אמר להפך מזה, וכן אמר לאברהם, באברהם לעיל, ואברכך מברכך ומקל לך אור. כן? So what it is? ונראה, here it tells us here the Kli Yakar said there's difference between the two times. He says here נראה לי שיש שני מיני עוררים ושני מיני מברכים. מין אחד הוא מקלל ממש, הוא מברך ממש. ולעולם ככה מדע בצדיקים שתחלתן יסורים בסופן שלווה. והנה כל מברך מסתמה הוא מברך בזמן שצריכים לברכה. דהיינו בזמן שיסורים מצויים. ולפוקה בזמן השלווה אינם צריכים לברכה. So normally when people give ברכות, when people need the ברכות, if there's hunger in the world, then they bless each other. So they should come out of that hunger, it shouldn't affect you. But if there is ברכה in the world, usually people, they're not seeking ברכות, they don't go to get ברכות. כי כן אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לבלעם, כשאמר, אם כן אברכם, אמר לו, אינם צריכים לברכתך, כי ברוך הוא. That's what he says. וכל מקלל מסתמה הוא מקלל בזמן השלום כאילו בזמן היסורים למה יוסיף כללה ומזה המין נאמר לאברהם תחלה ובריכה ומברכיך כי בהתחלה יהיו היסורים ואז תצטרך למברכים וכל מברכיך אני אברך אבל אחר כך בזמן השלום יתקנאו בך הרבים ויחשבו לקלליך ואני אעור אותם. That's here where he tells us here the Kli Yakar. And he also, before also, also in Parashat Lech Lecha, also the same idea, also Rashi brings down also over there. And the Ramban also speak about it. We have also the Kli Yakar also over there in Parashat Lech Lecha. Also he tells us, מה שלא נאמר ואור מקלליך, כדרך שאמר ואברכה מברכיך, he says, you see by Abraham, he says, "V'abarecha m'barechecha u'mkallelcha aor." I will bless the ones who will bless you. U'mkallelcha aor. And those who curse you, I will curse them. Why he didn't say, continue the same thing? I will bless those who will bless you, and I will curse those who will curse you. He didn't say like this. I will bless those who will bless you, and those who will curse you, I will curse them. Why he flipped it? He says here, the Kli Yakar, כי לאדם מערכי לב, וקודם שמוציא איזה דיבור מן השפה ולחוץ, כי הוא מעריכו תחלה בלב ומחשבתו. וידוע שלטובה, הקדוש ברוך הוא מצרף מחשבה למעשה. אבל מחשבה רעה, אין לקדוש ברוך הוא מצרפה למעשה. זאת הגמרא, we just mentioned קדושין. שנאמר, אבן בראתי בלבי לא ישמע השם. בעם ישראל, מחשבה טובה מצרפת למעשה, מחשבה רעה לא מצרפת למעשה. Therefore, therefore he tells us over here לפי שקודם שהאדם מוסים פיו בשאלתו ובקשתו כבר היה מחשב בלבו לבקש על ככה על כן הקדוש ברוך הוא יענה ומשמי קודשו קודם שיקרא להפוק בשר ודם משואל דבר מחברו צריך לפרש שפתיו כי אין אדם יודע מה בלבו של חברו אבל הקדוש ברוך הוא יודע הוא בוחן לבות ומלא כל משלת לבו שנאמר תן לך חלביך Okay, so that's what it says here. Whenever the person he wants to bless Abraham Abinu or one of his sons, obviously he was thinking about it before. So he has that person. He has good mahshaba. He had good mahshaba to bless Am Israel. Mahshaba toba for Am Israel. Mustarafet lemaaseh. So automatically the pasuk said, "I will bless them." Before they even blessed you, I will bless them. Why? Because since that, whenever that person is coming to bless, coming to me mibarech, he has to think about it before. Once you thought about it, mahshaba toba legabei Israel mustarafet lemaaseh. Therefore, I will bless them first. It's the pasuk starts off abarecha. I will bless who? Those who bless you, even before they bless you. From the minute they thought about to bless you, I will bless them. However, when it comes to mahshaba ra'a, umkallilcha a'or. When it comes to mahshaba ra'a, doesn't say I will curse those who will curse you. Why? Because by mahshaba ra'a, don't start with them. If someone he thought to curse any of Am Israel, that's mahshaba ra'a. Don't start with them yet. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to curse them unless that person is going to curse before Alum Kalilcha. Once he did the curse, then he will be cursed from Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what here the Kli Akari tells us over here. That's Anyan. That's true for Am Israel. But for Bal'am Arasha, for the Goyim, says here, what he told him here, Bal'am, he told him, Mibarechicha Baruch Veorerecha Arur. Here, he told them, Mbarechicha Baruch, Veorecha Arur. That's for Umot HaOlam, doesn't go like this. We said, by Umot HaOlam, Mahshaba Ra'a, yes, Mustarafet Lema'aseh. And for Am Israel, Mahshaba Ra'a, lo Mustarafet Lema'aseh. That's the difference between Am Israel and Umot HaOlam. We have here the Ramban also, it tells us in Parashat Toldot. He says here, he quotes Rashi, in Parashat Toldot, Orerecha Arur, Mbarechicha Baruch. Rashi brings down here, Ubel'am hu omer, Mbarechicha Baruch, Veorerecha Arur. He flipped the order. Why is it like this? Rashi brings an idea here. He said, Tzadikim tehlatan yisurin besofan shalva. ועוררהם ומצערהם קודמים למברכיהם. לפיכך, יצחק הקדים כללת העוררים לברכת המברכים. ואילו הרשעים תחלתן שלווה וסופה נסורים. לפיכך, בלעם הקדים ברכה לכללה. He said, we all know that by אמות העולם, גויים לתחלתן שלווה, they have שלווה in this world, and העולם הבא, אוי להם ואוי לשברם. That's what said, תחלתן שלווה וסופה נסורים. For Am Israel, it's exactly the opposite. Tehillatan Yisurim v'sofan shalva. Therefore, here when the Pasuk is talking about Yitzhak Abinu, his blessing Yaakov, what he told him, Orerecha Arur umbarechicha Baruch. First we start Yisurim, then shalva. By Bal'am, he says, no, umbarechicha Baruch v'orerecha Arur. Resha'im, tehillatan shalva v'sofan Yisurim. Therefore, he flipped it. That's what Rashi says. The Ramban doesn't like it. ואם כן, למה אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לאברהם ואברכך מברכיך ומקללך האור? According to Rashi, the pasuk was supposed, Hashem was supposed to bless Abraham Abinu, עוררך ארור וברכיך ברוך. תחלתן יסורים וסופן שלווה, he's talking to Abraham. Said, וזה איננו קשה, כי חזר שם ואמר, ונברכו בך כל משפחות האדמה ובזרעיך. והנה, הייתה ברכה בתחלה וגם בסוף. He said, by Abraham Abinu, he said, you're right, whatever Rashi mentioned over here, he said, by Am Israel, Tehillatan Yisurim V'sofan Shalva, you're right. But over there, by Abraham Abinu, he gave him Berakha in the beginning, V'abarecha M'barechecha M'kalecha Aor, and right after that, V'embrechu Becha Kon Shpichot Ha'adama. He has Berakha in the beginning, Berakha at the end, and Kelala in the middle, that fits more, he said, for Am Israel. That's the Berakha from beginning and end. But really, by Am Israel, Tehillatan Yisurim V'sofan Shalva. Here the pasuk is talking about Bal'am Arasha. By Bal'am Arasha, he said, no, Mbarechicha Baruch Veorerecha Arur. Tehillatan Shalva V'sofan Yisurim. That's what he brings down over here. Now, I was looking at Rabbeinu Bahya. He brings down, he said, if what Ummat HaOlam, they think that Bal'am Arasha, he has the power to bless or curse people, said, if that's the case, why Dafka Bal'am, he was called to curse Am Israel? If Balak was scared, what was Balak scared of? So the pasuk says in the beginning of the parasha, "Ne'am yasa Mitzrayim nechesat ina ares v'yoshem muli." Now standing right in front of us, "V'ata lechana arali et ha'am ze ki atzum hum meni ulai uchal nake bo v'agareshenu min ha'ares." I'm scared. Maybe he's going to do something to us. So that's what here the pasuk is telling us. They were scared of him. So why he called after Bil'am to curse Am Israel? Instead of this, call Bil'am to bless you. Why you have to curse Am Israel? He asked here, he said, "Ubkan yesh lish'ol, im haya kawah bidbar Bil'am lehazik ulho'il, o lo, im tomar haya, hayach ifshar shiye kawah bibasar vadam nishanot gizirat ha-bore. ואם הבורא גזר על ישראל שנאמר כי ברוך הוא, איך יש כוח בכללתו לשנות מה שגזר כבר?" זאת question, how could the curse of בלעם could affect עם ישראל? והתשובה בזה, כי בלעם לא היה כוח בדברו כלל, שתחול ברכתו ולא כללתו. אז no power at all. אלא, וראיה שאין בכללה כוח בדיבורו, מה שמעשינו בפורש בפסוק, שאין בברכה כוח בדיבורו. כאילו היה כוח בדיבורו בעניין הברכה, כשהוברר לו הדבר שאין רצונו של הקדוש ברוך הוא לקלל את ישראל, כמו שהיה בלק מצווה עליו, למה לא בירך לבלק ועמו? והנה תשלם בזה כוונתו של בלק, שלא ישלוט בו ישראל. Why he didn't bless בלק instead of curse עם ישראל? Or, even better, if we said, if בלעם was מחמד ממון, why he had to tell to go to Balak, then לא Balak, ולא בתוך כסף וזהב? Why does he need all of this? ולמה ידחוק את עצמו בסחירות של כסף וזהב של בלק? אדרבה, יברך את עצמו שהוא יהיה מלך גדול על כל המלכים כולן, ולא יצטרך לכספו וזהבו של בלעם, של בלק. וכבר מעשינו מפורש שבירך את עצמו באמרות תמות נפשי מות ישרים. And how did he end up dying? ולא נתקיימה ברכתו, אלא שהייתה אחריתו רעה ותקוותו מפח נפש. שהרי מת מיתה משונה. תכתיב את בלעם במאור הקוסם הרגו בחרב. בקדם. So you see, his ברכות wasn't fulfilled. נמצאת הלמד, שלא היה כוח בדיבורו לקללם. זהו מצד דיבורו, אבל מצד חוכמתו שהיה יודע לכוון השעה שהקדוש ברוך הוא כועס בה, היה בוודאי כוח בדיבורו לקלל. So since that he knows the minute, the split of second, that הקדוש ברוך הוא gets angry, that's a similar idea what Orach Haim HaKadosh also brings down. He says, as we asked in the beginning, if Bil'am now is coming to curse Am Israel, if Am Israel deserve that curse, even without the curse of Bil'am is going to come, they deserve it. And if not, what Bil'am's curse is going to affect? Ella bring down and said, no, there's a difference if it was Sha'at Ka'as. If it was Sha'at Ka'as, the Gemara said in Brachot, we mentioned, said, "Ki rega be'apo." Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, that's the time that the klala could affect Am Yisrael. Why? Because during that time, v'sha'at ka'as, medakdakim b'shamayim. Said, v'sha'at ka'as ma'anishim, you see sometimes the Gemara also tells us, Masechet Menachot, v'sha'at ka'as, there is punishment b'shamayim, even on mezvot that normally there's no punishment for it, v'sha'at ka'as, there is punishment. Here also a similar idea. For sure, Am Israel do not deserve the curse. But Bishat Ka'as, the curse could affect somehow Am Israel. Why? Because they're not 100% like what it used to be. Every person is never 100%. He has to work on himself. That's the idea that he's telling us here, Rabbeinu Bahya. This is the Anyan. That here, Bil'am HaRasha'a, he knows the split of second HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And that time, the curse could have some effect because there is Sha'at Ka'as, there is Dekduk Yoter, Medekdekim Yoter, and now there is Klala, the Klala could have some effect on Am Yisrael. That's what he says. But as I said, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he flipped everything. V'yafuch Hashem Elohecha Lecha et HaKlala L'Bracha. Why? Because he blessed us also Bil'am HaRasha. The Gemara tells us Masechet Sanhedrin, all the brachot that Bil'am HaRasha he gave to Am Israel, all the brachot turned back into kelalot, except one of them. Except one kelala that HaKadosh Baruch Hu flipped it to become beracha and stayed beracha with us. That's what the Gemara is medayek. V'yafuch Adonai Elohecha lecha ta kelala lebracha. He didn't say ויהפוך את הקילה לוט לברכות. הקילה לא, one קילה לא, that בלעם, he wanted to curse עם ישראל. השם flipped it and he made it ברכה. That is the ברכה of בתי כנסיות ובתי מדרשות. When he said, מטובו אוהליך יעקב, שכנותיך ישראל, many people they sing it at the weddings, מטובו אוהליך יעקב. We didn't find different פסוק to bless only from the ברכה of בלעם. אלא, that ברכה stayed with עם ישראל all the times. This ברכה never switched to become kilala again, like the Gemara and Sanhedrin said beferush. All the brachot that Bil'am gave us, all of them turned back again into kilalot. When Am Israel, they weren't in such a high level, all the brachot turned back into kilalot. Exactly what he wanted to curse Am Israel. Except that beracha. Beracha of Batei Knesset, Batei Midrashot, it didn't go back to become kilala, instead beracha. Why this one? Why only that beracha stood beracha? He brings down here the Midrash Talpiyot. He says here in Anaf Bil'am, he brings down here, הטעם שבתי כנסיות ובתי מדרשות לא בטלו, הברכה, stood beracha, didn't flip into kilalala, משום שהם מסוגלים לבטול היסר הרע. כמו שאמרו חז'ל, אם פגע בך מנובל זה, מושכהו לבית המדרש. ואם חס ושלום התבטלו, if that beracha of Beit HaMidrash is going to be turned into kilala has v'shalom, that means there's no run away from Yisra Ra anymore. The Gemara said, "Im paga b'cha menuval ze, run to Beit HaMidrash. Beit HaMidrash, that's the only place you could save yourself from Yisra Ra. And if there's no more beracha in Beit HaKnesset, Beit HaMidrashot, there's no run away. Then, v'im has v'shalom itbatlu, yachare ba'olam, ki Yisra Ra mitgare la'abirot, v'ein dabar b'me lebatilo. ועוד שאין מקום ליום הדין לשאול את האדם על מה שחטא, כיוון שלא היה בידו מקום לברוח שם לנצל ממנו, שהיינו בתי כנסיות ובתי מדרשות. Therefore, הקדוש ברוך הוא, so this we needed it for עם ישראל. This ברכה is needed for עם ישראל, בתי כנסיות ובתי מדרשות. This ברכה always stays with עם ישראל, never turned back into kilala. Therefore, we bless the חתן, מטבו עליך יעקב, שכנותיך ישראל. And that's the עניין, because בתי כנסיות, בתי מדרשות, the Gemara also ברכות, brings down, כנחלים נטיו כגנות עלי נהר. The Gemara brings down, why the בתי כנסיות, דברי תורה, they are נמשלו לנחלים. The Gemara said, מה נחלים מעלים את האדם מטומאה לטהרה? כך דברי תורה, מעלים את האדם מטומאה לטהרה. That's what the Gemara tells us over there, מסכת ברכות, דף ט"ז. תזיין עמוד א', אמר רבי חמא ברבי חנינא, למה נסמכו אהלים לנחלים? דכתיב, כנחלים נטיו כגנות עלי נהר, כאהלים נטע אדוני. לומר לך, מה נחלים מעלים את האדם מטומאה לטהרה? אף אוהלים מעלים את האדם מכף חובה לכף זכות. דעצה ברכה, סטדו את עם ישראל. אוהלים, אוהלים של תורה, ברכה סטדו את עם ישראל. I saw now to end up with this, I saw, מפרשים the point out, if we pay attention to the brachot that Bil'am gave to Am Israel, each beracha, what does it start with and what does it end with? Let's start with the first beracha. Ve'isa mishalo ve'yomar, ve'isa mishalo ve'yomar. How does it start? After he said ve'isa mishalo ve'yomar, min aram yenchini balak melech moab mehar rekedem. What's the first letter? Min aram mem. How does the first barakah ends with? Tamot nafshi mot yesharim utiya hariti kamuhu. Ve'yomar barakah l'alam, that's it. The end of the barakah, kamuhu. The last letter is vav. The first letter was mem, last letter is vav. That's the first barakah. Second barakah, he took him different place. How do you start the barakah? Ve'yomar barakah med ber Hashem, ve'isa mishalo ve'yomar, kum balak u'shama' האזינה עדיין בינו סיפור, קום, ודקוף. How does it end with? הנעם כלבי יקום וחרי יתנסה, לא ישכב עד יאכל טרף, ודם חללים ישתה. After that, ויאמר בלק לבלעם, that's it. ישתה, that's a hey. How does it start with the kuf? It ends with the hey, that's the second ברכה. And the first ברכה starts with the mem, it ends with the vav. What we have so far? Mem, vav, kuf, and hey. That's mikveh. Okay, that's what the Gemara does us here in the Gemara Masechet Berachot. Kinhalim natayu ka'ahalim nata Adonai. That's Batei Knesiyot, that's a bracha that's said with us. You have the mikveh, and the mikveh is metahir. Batei Knesiyot, same way the mikveh is metahir, the tameh turns him into tahor. Same thing, the Brei Torah, metahir the person. That's the first and second beracha. And we could add also about the third beracha. How does the third beracha start with? ויסע משלו ויאמר, נאום בלעם בינו בעור, נאום הגבר שיתום עין, סטלוד נון, how does it end with? עורר, ברכיך ברוך ועורריך ארור, ודרש. נון הרש, נר. What's נר? כי נר מצווה בתור האור. That's here what the ברכה, בתי כנסיות ובתי מדרשות. בתי כנסיות itself, בתי מדרשות themselves, they purify the person. Anytime a person, he sees יסר הרע, is coming to fight with them, מושכהו לבית המדרש, אם אבן הוא מתפוסס, אם פטיש הוא נמוח, וכן על זה דרך, that's what הגמרא תדעס עם קדושין, that's בבתי כנסיות ובתי מדרשות, this is the ברכה that stayed with עם ישראל, never left עם ישראל, that's our ברכה that we have, that even though בלעם, he wanted to curse עם ישראל, but הקדוש ברוך הוא, he saved עם ישראל, we have the nair of the מזבות, we have the ore of the Torah, we have the נחלים, בתי כנסיות ובתי מדרשות, they are מטהרים the person, that's what we have, anytime you see Bal'am Arasha, he wanted to curse Am Israel, not only Bal'am. Bal'am and Balak together, once we spoke about it in length, we don't have time now to go back to it again. So if you take the last two letters of Bal'am and the last two letters of Balak, what is it? It's Amalek. The last two letters of Bal'am, the last two letters of Balak, you have the get Amalek. And all the other letters, you get Babel. That once we spoke about it in length, we don't have time now to get back into it. But that you see that Tumat Amalek, he wants to bring Tumat Amalek into Am Israel. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, to save ourselves from Bal'am, to save ourselves from Balak and from Amalek, what do you have to do? Run to Bet Knesset, Bet Midrashot. You have the mikveh over there. Eshrechim Israel, mi mitayer etchem? Avichem shebashamayim. That's what we have. We always have to run to Bet Knesset, Bet Midrashot. To learn, the more Torah we learn, the more power we have against Yetzer Hara. Hashem should help all of us with Hashem. We should all be zoche. That we should be mekayim all mitzvot Torah. And any time, a person should go to Bet Knesset, Bet Midrashot. That's the time you have the mikveh. מטהרים את ישראל מקף זכות, מקף חובה לקף זכות, שמעזרנו הדבר כבוד שמו, אמן ואמן. הרבה חננה מנחשי אומר, עשה